Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager, Fireside Chat, Fireside Chat Dog. All is ready. I just want to remind you, I'm excited to tell you about a special scholarship offer through our partnership with Colorado Christian University. It's offering a $1,000 scholarship to PragerU subscribers for online classes through CCU Online. CCU offers over 90 degree program options, and all courses incorporate a Christian-centered, if you will, religious-centered, God-centered, Christ-centered, Judeo-Christian-centered, you get my point. It's a values, a religious values basis. Most classes are only 5 weeks long, and you can take one class at a time and still have time for the rest of life. If you're interested in taking advantage of this great offer, visit PragerU.com/CCU. So as I talk to you now, there are protests and there are riots taking place. So, and of course, since the last time I met with you was the death of George Floyd. So what has happened since is, to me, quite disturbing. His death is quite disturbing. The statistics actually do not show that police are particularly racist. We don't even know that George Floyd died because of his color. We don't know. These things have not been established. He might have been. Maybe the policemen did not value black lives. That is certainly possible. There are bad policemen. There are bad doctors. I mean, evil in the sense of good and bad. There are bad doctors. There are bad chiropractors. There are bad plumbers. There are bad engineers. There are bad professors. Every group on earth has bad people within it. It is not possible not to have any bad people. The New York Times had a headline, "There will be protests until there is no more police brutality." Then there will always be protests because there will always be some police brutality. You don't have angels as police. The number of police who do not engage in brutality is astonishing given how hard their job is. So I don't ever expect utopia. This expectation, we will root it out completely, doesn't exist on planet Earth. By the way, the people who say that, these are usually the well-educated, let their kids become policemen. There's a simple answer to this. If you believe that there are bad people going into police work, go into police work. Have the children who are graduating from Yale and Stanford and so on, let them go into police work. See if they do better when confronted with people every day who want to kill them. It's sickening, frankly, the rhetoric that is taking place here. Because first, it's based on a lie. Most police are not racist. Most whites are not racist. I have said for years, the greatest libel in my lifetime is that America is a racist society. That's how bad it is. It's a libel. This is the least racist society where multiple races live in the history of the world. People get along great in this society. This is a manufactured crisis, manufactured for political and other reasons. People need meaning in life, so this gives them meaning. I'm fighting racism. That's beautiful. But there's not much racism to fight. I'm sorry. That's just, I have to apologize for saying how wonderful America is. I am being photographed right now by a young black man. Okay? We talked about this earlier. To all the blacks in my life, I ask these questions. How come black conservatives don't agree that America is racist? What's wrong with them? Do they walk around with white face? Really, how do you explain the million, at least, black conservatives, people who celebrate America? They walk around and interact the same way blacks who loathe America and the whites who loathe America, that, known as AKA leftists. If you want to find offense and evil, keep looking for it. You'll always find it. I don't want to close my eyes to evil. If a black man is killed by a policeman because he's black, that's evil. It's a given. But the statistics belie this charge. Also, do you know this? I mean, just statistically, a white person is much more likely to be killed by a black than a black is statistically going to be killed by a white. What do you say to that? Now, it's a fact. That's a fact. It's not an opinion. But what do you do with such facts? You mourn the fact that it exists and you try to improve life. That's what you do. But people are bored and they need meaning. They need a cause. They need to feel moral. Oh, I'm going to look inside and I'm going to fight my racism. It's getting to the point. I have some stuff from Instagram. Listen to this. I won't say his name, right? It's not necessary. Some guy wrote this. I see no color is not the goal. Yes, it is the goal. To see humans and not color is precisely the goal. It is racist to see the color. Don't you get it? That's the whole point. That's racist. You're defined by your color. Can you think of a more superficial way of being defined? I see your color. I see no color is not the goal. I see your color and honor you. What does that mean? I honor you for being black? Do I honor you for being white? Right? That's one of the colors. Imagine if somebody said that. I see that you're white and I honor you. I value your input. I will be educated about your lived experiences. I will work against the racism that harms you. You are beautiful. Tell me how to do better. That is the goal. This is sickening pablum. First of all, let's see. Why are you beautiful? How do you know the guy's beautiful? Because he's not white? Is that definitional? You're not white, you're beautiful? You're beautiful if you're a good person. The world is divided. This is my motto in life from Viktor Frankl, who went through the Nazi hell of the death camps. He was asked, do you hate the German race? Right after the World War II. And he said, there are only two races, the decent and the indecent. That's how I look at it. That's the only two races that matter to me. There's so little racism in the United States that people make up things that are racist. It is now racist to say I see no color. But it was Martin Luther King who said it's the content of a person's character. That's his dream. Just judge people by their character, not their race. That is the whole dream. That is the purpose. And what if you're biracial? Do I honor your black and your white side? What do I do then? What if you have all sorts of blood? This preoccupation with blood is wrong. It is evil. It is primitive. We are moving backwards. This concentration on race is a moral regression, not progress. Humans matter, not colors. There are a lot of evils in the world, and they need to be fought. But the amount of racism in the United States is wildly exaggerated. Wildly. That's why they make up things like the University of California has a list of microaggressions. It's on the internet. Things that you will say that you may not know are in fact racist, but are. For example, if you say, ready for a real racist line? I only think there's one race, the human race. That's considered racist. It's the most anti-racist idea that you could have, right? As a religious person, I believe we're created in God's image. God's not black. God's not white. God has no color. End of issue. by definition, I can't be racist because I can't believe in race. If I don't think it's important, how could I possibly be racist? The Ku Klux Klan thinks black is important. That's the irony. Real racists really do think race is important. So the left and the Ku Klux Klan both agree. Race defines you. Here's another one from Instagram. Who actually gives a F if people are looting? You realize the government only gave some people $1,200, right? No rent freeze, no mortgage freeze, and people have been stuck at home. Millions have lost jobs. Why are you more outraged over insured stores versus police killing us? So there are two things here. Because of the lockdown, people are looting. Okay, I don't believe that, all right? Number one, we have sunk, the left has so sunk the moral status of Americans that there is now a large movement of people who think it is wrong to condemn the looters and the arsonists and the window smashers. That's how bad it is. This is what I have been railing against my whole life. There is a total breakdown of a moral standard. Total. The left, remember my motto, whatever the left touches, it destroys. It destroys the basic principles of morality, like thou shalt not steal. These are excuses to steal. It is mind-blowing what we are living through. I have said so often, if the world just lived by the Ten Commandments, it would be a utopia. That's right. This is an example. They don't want the Ten Commandments. And by the way, I opposed the lockdown that made people lose jobs. The left is the biggest supporter of the lockdown. Blame them. Blame the despicable governors of democratic states for your loss of your income. Republicans have wanted to open their states and have. There is no moral excuse for the length of this lockdown. Maybe 2 weeks, maybe. I said from the beginning it was hysteria. I have been proven right. I said from the beginning this was a cure worse than the disease. I was right. And it's the left that is the biggest advocate of taking away your job. You lost income in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in Washington and in Oregon and in California because you have Democrat leftists as governors. And then people say, oh, they don't get their income because you shut it down in the name of some dubious benefit when the median age of people dying from COVID-19 is about 80, when half the deaths are in nursing homes. When it is almost impossible for a young person to die from this disease. More young people have died this year from the flu than from COVID-19. And we took away everybody's business. Let's put the blame where it belongs. The stuff that's out there is mind-blowing. If you claim to mourn the murder of George Floyd while simultaneously showing more outrage for the loss of material things, you are not an ally. And you have failed to understand the significance of what is happening in the world right now. I understand the significance. It's a total breakdown of a code of ethics. It's an excuse to steal. That's what's happening. You're allowed to mourn George Floyd and condemn theft. It's not hard. But in typical leftist manner, this manifesto ends. Nothing in this post is up for debate. There you go. That's typical leftism. You don't agree with me, you're scum. That's the attitude. Another one, white people, teach your kids not to kill black people. But percentage of blacks who kill whites, what if we had black people teach your kids not to kill white people? Statistically, that would be more accurate. Whites are walking around killing black people? You want to teach people not to kill people? Send them to religious schools. I have a video up, Thou Shall Not Murder. As you know, Google put it on the restricted list. Maybe it would have saved some more lives if people could see it. Any family, isn't that amazing? Watch it. my testimony in the U.S. Senate. And they asked the Google representative, why did you put this on the restricted list? Because it has murder in it. Yeah, the Ten Commandments has murder in it. That's correct. I was taught not to murder. I was taught God said, do not murder. That's a good one. That's pretty powerful. I wasn't taught not to murder any specific group. I was taught not to murder humans. We're living in a sick time. A sick time. All of this confirms every value that I have ever believed. Everything I've ever advocated is confirmed by the moral chaos that I am watching now. That people are not only stealing, I love the one, they're insured. Oh, I get it. So that's it. The Ten Commandments says, do not steal unless the people you steal from have insurance. I missed that part. God gave an asterisk in that one. We're in bad shape, folks. We are in bad shape. If people are popularly, if this is a popular sentiment, you can't condemn the lowlifes, the thugs that are stealing and breaking windows and putting these places on fire. This is the lowest. One of the lowest moral points in American history. I'm not surprised, though. There's been no moral education, and the death of God leads to the death of values. It always happens. It's not a question mark. Secular conservatives should pay attention to this. If this is popular on the internet, we're in trouble. Black firefighter spent his life savings to open a bar, then Minneapolis looters burned it down. Can you condemn that? Sir, can you condemn that? Or is it just property? Guy spends his entire life to build this bar. Now it's burned down by these thugs. It's amazing. The left was so angry at the people who demonstrated in Lansing, Michigan, to open up, to be allowed to make a living. Remember that? Oh, and they were very angry because they didn't wear masks and they were too close. But these protests, these are beautiful. I'm not talking the protesters. I have no issue with the protesters. I'm talking about the violent ones. Okay. That's America's the least racist country in world history. That has many races living in it. All right, let's take our video question. All right, video question. Take it away.
Hi, Dennis. My name is Lily Hayes. I'm from Buffalo, New York, and I'm 20 years old. I'm also a member of Prager Force. My question is, do you think that the American police system needs reform? And if so, what needs to change?
Thank you, Lily from Buffalo. It probably does need a reform. What can you think of an institution that doesn't need reform? Of course. But they have enacted reforms. There are a lot of police chiefs who were black. I know this. You can never have a perfect police force. You can't have a perfect anything. We have to live in the world of reality. I wish we didn't need police, but I don't live by I wish. I live by what is possible. I'll tell you what is going to happen. More blacks will die as a result of all of this. The anti-police hatred that has been unleashed in this country by the left, this will have the following effect. We know it statistically. It had this effect. It's called the Ferguson effect. Police simply say, I don't want to have to deal with blacks as a policeman. My private life doesn't mean a thing. That's fine. But as a policeman, anything, even if I'm 100% right, I can be depicted as brutal. So I don't want to go into black neighborhoods and save lives. That's what happens. Do you know why policemen are in black neighborhoods? To save black lives, to protect innocent blacks. But now they say, and they did, the number of blacks dead after Ferguson increased. because the police are not proactive in stopping a murder, which 85% of blacks murdered are murdered by blacks. That's all that's going to happen, thanks to the left. This is a perfect example. How do you reform perfectly? Are you going to hire prophets? Oh, I know this man may do something bad one day. It's not possible. Or you want? Why don't you have an all-black police force? Wherever there is a black suspect, only send black policemen. But I'll tell you what happens. The left says the black policemen are racist. That is exactly what they say. How's that? Ethan, 15 years old, Maryland. What is your response to someone saying systemic racism is still a major problem in the U.S.? Tell me what system. I hear this all the time, the systemic racism. Where is it? In the justice system? Do you know why there are more blacks in prison proportionately than whites? Because more blacks commit violent crime proportionally than whites. That's it. That's the answer to the question. Okay? It's a tragedy, but if you can't tell the truth, and you can't tell the truth gets you in trouble today. The left loathes the truth because truth is not a left-wing value, as I've said my whole life. That's the reason overwhelmingly that there are more black. And this notion, oh, they're all in for drug offenses, is not true. It's just not true. There are all these cliches that are thrown out that just aren't true. What I would like to do to help solve the problem of black violence and therefore black incarceration, by the way, not black women, right? The system, it would presumably be against black women too. Let's begin with values instruction. For whites too, that's all I believe in, values instruction. PragerU, the whole thing is about values. How about this? Get a high school diploma, get a job, and don't make a baby till you're married. How's that? It's not tough. If you impregnate a woman, stay in the child's life. I'm not even saying you should marry the woman. I want you to marry the woman. But more important to me is you've got to be in the child's life. How many of the blacks incarcerated for murder do you think grew up with a dad in their life? I don't know the answer, but I have no doubt it's small. 80% of black kids, I believe it is between 75 and 80, are born into a family without a father in their life, an unwed mother. Fathers are a better answer than police reform. Church is a better answer than police reform. How many murderers, white or black, were regular churchgoers Sundays? What percentage? 40% of Americans attend church every week. What percent of murderers do you think do? It should be 40%, right? If church has no impact, it should be 40%. But my solutions are hated by the left. God and fathers, the left loathes those answers. Azalea, 16, Chicago. How will destruction of our home cities make racist injustice go away? How will destruction? I don't know. And why can't Caucasians have an opinion on this issue? Why are we silent on the basis of our race? Isn't that the core of racism? Yes, it is. Of course. Race doesn't matter. That's my deepest belief in life. There's only one race, the human race. The left loathes these ideas because the left is the quintessence of racism. The moment you say race defines you, you're a racist. That's the definition of racist. The Nazis said race is everything. We're Aryans. We're superior. Why would that idea now be popular in America? That race is important or tells you anything about a person. What if they have four grandparents in four different races? What are they then? The very fact that Elizabeth Warren lied at, you know, 164th Indian. Do you realize what we've come to? Blood is now important. Not values, decency, humanity, personality, character. Blood. That's called progressive. The left is backward. It is all backward. We are descending as a civilization by saying that race is important. Probably the angriest fireside chat I ever had. But I'm angry. I am seeing the overthrow of something beautiful. Flawed. Yes, America is flawed because it's composed of people and people are flawed. Black people are flawed. White people are flawed. Mixed race people are flawed. He's not flawed. I'm Dennis Prager.
CCU exists to train leaders. We want to build the church, we want to engage the culture, but we want to help you prepare for your calling. Our adult and graduate studies programs give adult students the opportunity to earn their degree at their own pace, whether you're studying at home, the office, or somewhere in between. The possibilities for online education are now endless. However, many students who enroll in online programs don't finish. Why is that? Because they don't have the support team to help them get through the program. And that's part of the CCU difference. We do have that team to help you not only orient you to studying online, but also to help you finish the program, get your degree, and achieve your goals.